Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Gerard Semeca. Gerard is an attorney and the co-founder of Consumer Action for a Strong Economy. Gerard, tell us about your organization.
CASE is a free market-oriented consumer advocacy organization that was started to take the word consumer back from the left, who've been using it as a term of to empower government to instill more regulations and in the name of consumers, when in fact
as if all consumers had one political bent, right?
Right, and as if we're all victims and stupid and can't make decisions for ourselves, and we need the government to protect us at every step of the way. So consumers are really the backbone of the economy. We're a consumer economy and a small business economy, of course. And, economic democracy is the most important power we have. We vote with our dollars.
Right, that's right.
Consumers want freedom of choice, and they want better products and competition and lower prices, and that benefits everybody, as we've seen time and time again.
And we don't want the government deciding our political, overlaying politics on our products. Let the companies do that, and we choose, as you say, we choose with our dollars. Am I more motivated to go with one company or another because of how they behave? I want to shift over. By the way, give us the score. Give us the website, please.
CASEForConsumers.org.
CASEForConsumers.org. Check that out. So, Gerard, you wrote a piece recently about the COVID-19 relief bill and how it's going to impact our credit scores. What's in that?
Well, the recovery is going to be one of the most important things right now as we shift towards reopening the economy, and that's not going to happen without a robust lending industry. And lenders of all stripes up and down the from the banks, the local lenders, they make money by lending money, not by turning people down. So what they base that on now is, of course, a very highly predictive, data-driven credit scoring model. And through the COVID relief bill, the lenders, along with the government, said that with the CARES Act, the federal government made it so that if you are in a COVID-related crisis, if the pandemic has hurt you, you're out of a job, or any kind of financial injury whatsoever, you can contact your creditor, a credit card, or your mortgage lender, let them know, and they will continue to report you current with the credit reporting bureaus.
Huh.
So that's a very important step, because otherwise, tens of millions of people would see their credit.
It would affect housing going forward. And everything, yeah. It could cause the economy to take extra 5-10 years to recover.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It would be a disaster. But they do want to. They'll have. They've been hit themselves. Lenders have been hit because they're obviously the revenue is down with people. Having delayed their payments or being in forbearance. But some Democrats are trying to push the end of all negative reporting.
Wow.
Which is an absolutely ridiculous idea. It would destroy the credit reporting model.
Well, that's changing 200 years of credit underwriting if they do that. It's what they did. It's what they did over 20 years ago that caused the financial crisis.
Yeah, it would just be an absolutely irresponsible move that would take profligate people who are not paying their bills or disregarding their lenders just because of COVID. Someone parking in a handicapped spot is perfectly fine, or someone doing perfectly well getting on a bread line. That's not what it's intended to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you see new legislation too, where the Pelosi bill, under the HEROES Act, they are trying to make it so that third party scores can't be adjusted whatsoever. So that would lock some of the people like FICO and the banks. banks and other people use credit scoring models and lock them in, showing people are a much higher risk, which would cut off credit to consumers and small businesses.
We've been through this before, folks. It was, and the wages of it was the financial crisis of 2008, right? Last thoughts, Gerard.
Right. In the lifeblood of our, you know, economy is lending, and the heartbeat of that is the credit scoring model, because it really indicates to, you know, the pools of capital where they should be flowing, what the good risks are, what the terms should be.
Mm-hmm.
And again, everybody benefits through, you know, access to capital.
Yeah. I need the website one more time, Gerard.
PaysForConsumers.org.
All right. Hey, Gerard, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Anytime, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Gerard Semeca, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Before I do, I want to remind you that surviving is winning.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.